The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 231. Guido's face was etched with despair as fear surged through his entire body. The color drained from both Ashvin and Michael's faces, and their hearts sank when they realized what happened. Neither of them could understand why everything changed so abruptly. Things were going so well before, but Stanley's shifted allegiance ruined their plans. The worst part was, what if Guido decided to betray them and expose their involvement in this to Iris? Tell me who ordered you to do this. Iris was even more outraged to discover that other people besides Guido were behind this. It's Guido instinctively glanced in Ashvin and Michael's direction, but when he caught sight of the murderous look in their eyes, he perked up and stopped himself from saying anything further. Tell me who is it, quick. If you don't want to say anything, I'll call the cops right now and let them arrest you under a fiscal offense. Iris spat. Guido could not help shuddering when he heard this. He knew full well the extent of the young's power, and if Iris were to hand him over to the police, his life would be ruined. Seeing that Guido was about to snap under Iris's pressure, Michael immediately knew that there was no other way out of this. He took a step forward in Iris's direction and got on both his knees. It was me, Miss Young. I was the one who ordered Mr. Boyd to do this, he declared. Since there was no going back from this, he was willing to shoulder all the blame on his own to protect Ashvin. After all, he would rather only one of them get in trouble than both. Besides, Ashvin was an influential character in the business world, and he was certain that Ashvin owing him a favor would come in handy in the future. Even if Iris fired him right then and there, Ashvin would probably be able to find him a new job easily. It was you. How dare you, Michael? Iris was fuming at this point. Michael fell silent. He knew that no amount of explaining would be able to change his fate, so he decided to keep quiet. After all, this was what he deserved. Keep your head on, Iris. Michael and Mr. Boyd are about the same level, so I don't think he'd be able to order Mr. Boyd around just like this. I'm certain that there is someone else behind all this. Ariel said, sneering. Then, she glanced meaningfully at Ashvin, who was still cowering behind Michael. She knew that Ashvin and Leon had their differences and that Ashvin was deliberately trying to trip Leon up all this while. Therefore, she did not need to be a genius to figure out Ashvin was probably the mastermind behind this. However, this was just her speculation, and so she did not want to accuse anyone without concrete evidence yet. Iris seemed to realize this too, so she quickly regained her composure and added, Michael, tell me who ordered you to do this. No one did. This was all my idea. Michael replied as calmly as he could. Ashvin let out a small sigh of relief when he heard this and immediately shot Michael a grateful glance. Ariel was beginning to get frustrated. She knew there was more to this, but the fact that Michael refused to spill the beans annoyed her greatly. Why did you do this to Leon, Michael? Iris asked, staring coldly at Michael. The truth was, she was having the same suspicions as Ariel, but since this whole event was beginning to spiral out of control, she decided it was more sensible to take care of this matter right then and there. That's because Leon is Ariel's boyfriend. Everyone in the company knows that I have a crush on her, and I only stand a chance with her if I first get rid of all my competitors. Spread the love. The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 232. Michael shot Leon a murderous glare as he said this. You're insane. I've already clarified multiple times that Leon isn't my boyfriend, and nothing is going on between the two of us, so you're just spouting nonsense. Ariel snapped. That's impossible. You were the one who introduced him to our company, and in doing so, you even got rid of Conrad. Why else would you do this for him if he wasn't your boyfriend? Do you think I'm an idiot, Ariel? Michael scoffed. What nonsense! Who told you I was the one who introduced Leon to the company, and what made you think I got Conrad fired because of him? Let me tell you this, Iris was the one who did all this, and none of it had anything to do with me at all. I was just the scapegoat for her actions. Ariel finally exploded. Being the scapegoat for somebody else was not a pleasant experience, and in doing so, rumors started circulating about her and Leon being an item, so this significantly impacted her reputation. It was a miracle that she even managed to stay quiet about this until now. What? This was all Miss Young's doing? How can this be? Michael's jaw dropped. Ariel's right. I was the one who got Leon hired, and I was the one who relieved Conrad of his duties. None of this had to do with her at all. Not only that, but she didn't even know Leon before this, so how can she possibly be his girlfriend? Iris explained calmly. It was like a bomb was dropped in the middle of the room, and everyone was stunned. Michael, Ashvin, and even the rest of the higher management were utterly gobsmacked by this news. Initially, everyone thought that Ariel was the one who supported and helped Leon all this while, but it turned out the person who backed him up was Iris all along. It was no wonder Iris explicitly expressed her desire to nurture Leon and would not change her mind otherwise, not even with Ashvin swaying. All of them underestimated Leon. How can this be? Michael crumpled onto the ground in a heap, his face as pale as a ghost. He always thought Leon and Ariel were an item, which was why he deliberately picked on Leon many times and even went so far as to join in Ashvin's scheme to frame Leon for fraud. It turned out he was an idiot after all. He deserved this. I'm sorry for doing this, Miss Young. I was blindsided by my greed and chose the wrong side. Please give me a chance to prove myself again. After snapping out of his stupor, Michael quickly crawled toward Iris and tried to beg for mercy, his face etched with despair. He was willing to bear all responsibility because he thought this would be worth it if he managed to get rid of Leon and stand a chance with Ariel, but now, after discovering that Leon was not his competitor. After all, he realized that his sacrifices were in vain. Therefore, he had no choice but to beg for mercy. Michael, your greed has led to a massive financial loss for the company, so how can I give you another chance? Iris said coldly. The color drained from Michael's face at this. He was finally getting a taste of his own medicine. Spread the love. The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 233. Michael, Guido, Stanley, all three of you were involved in attempting to frame Leon for fraud, and in doing this, you brought on a massive financial loss to the company, and this cannot be forgiven. From today onwards, all three of you are officially fired, and you no longer have anything to do with Elegante Group. Iris declared solemnly. Seeing that the three of them gave their service to the company for many years, Iris decided to show them mercy by firing them instead of pursuing legal prosecution for their crimes. "Thank you, Miss Young," the three of them thanked her grimly and stood up, getting ready to leave. "Miss Young, wait a minute," all of a sudden, Leon took a step forward. "What is it?" Iris glanced at him dubiously. "Miss Young, the ability to understand and rectify one's mistake is a quality that I feel everyone should appreciate. I'm sure that Mr. Wallace was forced to take part in this out of his responsibility as the breadwinner of his household, and since he's willing to learn from his mistakes, I feel we should give him another chance. As for Michael and Mr. Boyd, these two deliberately tried to frame him and only came clean after seeing that their plans failed. Therefore, they did not deserve to be forgiven at all. Leon, Stanley's wrongdoing almost cost you your job and reputation, so why are you begging for mercy on his sake? Are you insane?" Iris was amused by this. "That's right. Don't you know how much money the company has lost because of this? Not only did he ruin almost $7 million worth of product, but we might even need to compensate $70 million to Wick Group. What use is his remorse if this is the price our company has to pay?" Ariel scoffed. "I know that, but since Elder Wick and I go a long way back, I might be able to talk him out of the compensation. As for the product that the company has ruined, I'm willing to give up 10% of my yearly bonus to compensate for the company's loss. How does that sound, Miss Young?" Leon asked earnestly. Iris was utterly irate at this. She shot him a murderous look and said through gritted teeth, "Your yearly bonus is a reward for your hard work, so I don't need you to give it up. If you can successfully convince Wick Group to drop the charges and financial compensation, I'll give Stanley another chance. Deal?" Leon was overjoyed at this. Thankfully, Jensen caught this early, which resulted in minimal financial losses for Wick Group. Therefore, Leon knew that if he were to talk to Elder Wick about this, he would certainly be willing to drop all charges toward Elegante Group. It would not be too difficult to achieve Iris's task. "Thank you, Mr. Wolf. I'll always remember what you did for me. I'll never forget this." Stanley immediately got onto his knees and thanked Leon profusely. He initially thought he would lose his job, but to his surprise, Leon decided to help him instead of imparting blame. He was touched by Leon's generosity. "Please, Mr. Wallace. You don't have to thank me. All I wish is that you learn from your mistake and vow never to do something like this again." Leon quickly helped him up. "All right, show's over. Everyone get back to work," Iris declared sharply before glancing meaningfully at Ashvin. However, she did not say anything and instead strode out of the room. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 234. Leon and Ariel followed her out of the room. Ashvin clenched his fists as he watched their retreating figures disappear from view, his face ashen. He planned this scheme down to the last detail in an attempt to get rid of Leon, but everything was ruined. Even though he managed to get away unscathed, he knew that Iris already began to suspect him. However, because he sacrificed and achieved so much for the company, and also because his grandfather was a shareholder of Young Group, Iris chose to give him another chance. "Rats?" Despite feeling defeated, Ashvin knew that he had no choice but to accept this. The last look Iris shot him before leaving was a look of warning. If he dared to stir something up again, there was no guarantee that Iris would show him mercy in the future. As soon as the meeting ended, Leon rushed to Wick Group to apologize to Elder Wick in person and clarify what happened. Elder Wick was extremely gracious about this. Not only did he choose not to pursue any responsibility, but he even comforted Leon regarding the events that transpired. Finally, the two of them even decided on another date for the next shipment of products, and Leon left, but not before making a mental note about Elder Wick's generosity. Since Wick Group decided to put all this in the past, Iris too, kept her promise to Leon and gave Stanley another chance. Not only that, but since Mr. Boyd was fired, she even passed on his work to Stanley. Not only did Stanley manage to keep his job, he even got a promotion, and because of this, he was even more grateful to Leon for his generosity. At the same time, he became determined to turn over a new leaf and strive to work hard to repay Leon and Iris for their kindness. On the other hand, Leon's previous stock of herbal medicine and ingredients ran out, and since three of the factories were scheduled to manufacture more products soon, he decided to contact Benedict for help. After learning the situation, Benedict did not hesitate to help restock Elegante Group's supplies. He passed on Leon's case to his granddaughter, Cynthia. That afternoon, Leon and Cynthia met up at a hotel for a business lunch. The hotel in question was none other than the Regency, one of the most famous luxury hotels in Springfield City. Leon arrived at the hotel on his motorcycle, and he just parked his bike when a black Mercedes, Benz pulled up next to him. Two young men in their mid-20s got out of the car. "Hey, isn't this Leon Wolf?" one of the men, who had slicked back hair, appeared surprised to see Leon. "Oh my God, it's been so long, you guys." Leon was also shocked to run into them. These two were his college mates. The one with his hair slicked back was Dominic Sawyer, and the other was Sean Jenkins. "Are you here for the gathering too, Leon? I don't recall anyone inviting you though," Dominic asked dubiously. "What gathering?" Leon was puzzled by this. He lost all contact with his college mates since he graduated and did not attend any gatherings since. "Dominic, could Janice Lynch be the one who invited him?" Sean piped up. "That's possible," Dominic considered this for a moment, but a split second later, his entire face lit up as though he was reminded of something. "Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful." Chapter 235. "Well, clearly fate wanted us to run into each other, so why don't we go inside together?" he said lightheartedly. "No thanks. I'm here for a meeting, so I won't be able to join, unfortunately." Leon shook his head. Leon was an orphan, and the only way he managed to get into college was because he worked hard his whole life to save up for his college fund. However, because he hailed from poverty, he was always looked down by his classmates and did not have many friends. Not only that, but he was a shy person and mostly kept to himself. Dominic was the total opposite. He hailed from a wealthy family who owned millions of dollars in assets. Therefore, Dominic was always the popular kid and the target of many girls' fancies during his college days. Leon and Dominic were never the type of people one would expect to hang out together, but not only that, Dominic used to pick on Leon a lot during college. Besides, no one invited him to the gathering, so of course, he would not want to attend. Dominic grabbed hold of Leon's arm. "You're not planning to go?"
"I won't allow it.
We haven't seen each other in such a long time, and it would be such a pity if you didn't come." "No, I have a meeting to attend, and I can't possibly cancel." Leon was just about to turn down Dominic's offer once more when Sean interjected, "That's enough, Leon. All of us heard about what happened, so you don't need to be embarrassed anymore. Besides, Janice is going to be there today, so aren't you going to see her?" Even though Leon lost contact with his college mates, his marriage to Marilyn and subsequent divorce were the talk of the town, so naturally, all of them heard. "Janice is here too." A surge of warmth spread into Leon's heart as Janice's pretty face materialized in his mind's eye. Janice was their class representative in college, and even though she was a quiet girl, she was kind and thoughtful, and one of the only people who were willing to help Leon when everyone looked down on him. Since she helped him tremendously in the past, Leon always stayed friends with her throughout college, but unfortunately, he lost contact with her after marrying Marilyn. "All right, I'll come." He finally gave in. He did not see Janice in a long time now and was curious to find out how she was doing. Therefore, he wanted to see her in person and ask for her number to keep in touch. As for his meeting with Cynthia, he knew that Cynthia would call him once she arrived, so it would not be unreasonable for him to leave the gathering once she arrived. Leon, Dominic, and Sean entered a private booth in the hotel restaurant. When the three of them arrived, most of the guests were already there and engaged in conversation. Leon glanced around the room and quickly caught sight of Janice. Even though he did not see her in a few years, he could not help noticing that she was even prettier than he remembered. She seemed to have grown out of her shell and was now more confident and poised than before. Her gentle smile and demure aura made her stand out from the crowd easily. "Dom, you're finally here. We've been waiting for you."
"That's right.
I was beginning to wonder if you'd come." A few of Leon's old college mates made a beeline toward them when they noticed Dominic's arrival. Even the girls seemed to straighten up when they heard this, all except for Janice. They turned to gaze at tall, handsome Dominic, their faces etched with sultry smiles of admiration. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 236. Dominic was always one of the popular kids in school, and he was the object of many girls' attraction back then. This was made even more so prominent since everyone graduated and was now working, which resulted in their realization of the importance of money. Even though Dominic's familial wealth faltered in comparison to some of the big names in Springfield City, it was still far more than any of them could ever imagine, so his presence continued to stir up a storm wherever he went. "Oh, Sean, and I ran into Leon on the way here, so that's why we're a few minutes late," Dominic explained, curling his lips into a handsome, roguish smile. "Leon." Everyone froze when they finally noticed the man standing behind Dominic and Sean. Expressions of distaste and contempt flashed across their faces, all except for Janice. Her twinkly gaze fell onto Leon's face, and she greeted him with a beautiful smile. "Long time no see, that's right. I can't believe it's been 3 years, Leon could not help lamenting. Leon. He was just about to ask for Janice's contact number, but the feeling of his old classmate's disdainful gazes made him swallow his next words, and he decided to stay a little longer out of fear of humiliation. All right, we're all old friends by now, so we don't have to be so uptight with each other. Let's all sit down. Dominic declared, gesturing at the empty seats. Dominic, you were the one who initiated this gathering in the first place, so you should sit at the head of the table. Sean knew that Dominic always had his eye on Janice, so when he noticed that Janice sat at the head of the table, he quickly drew out the chair next to her and invited Dominic to sit. An expression of delight crossed Dominic's face as he shot Sean a look of approval. Not only did Janice used to be the smartest person in the class, but she was also one of the prettiest girls in college. Dominic always had a massive crush on her since their early college days, but despite having pined after her for more than 2 years, he still did not manage to win her heart. When they graduated and eventually went their separate ways, he was forced to give up on her. However, now that they finally met after 3 years, he could not help noticing how beautiful she became, and secretly hoped he would be able to impress her and catch her attention during this gathering. Everyone took their seats, and Leon, knowing his place, decided to sit down at the other end of the table. However, the two people on either side of him moved their chairs aside in distaste when they saw him. Leon was a little embarrassed by this, and for a split second, he could not decide whether he should sit or leave. Dominic was secretly overjoyed to see this. Janice was always close to Leon during their college days, and thus, he always picked on Leon out of jealousy. Even though all this was in the past, he still could not help holding resentment toward Leon for this and was secretly happy to see Leon being humiliated in public. "You can sit next to me, Leon," Janice said, smiling, as she moved her chair aside, creating some extra space between her and Dominic. Leon hesitated for a moment, but when he recalled that he agreed to attend this gathering for Janice's sake, he quickly brought his chair over to her side and sat, smack dab in the middle of her and Dominic. Dominic's smile froze on his face, and a glimmer of hatred flashed through his eyes. However, since what happened already happened, he had no choice but to swallow his feelings. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 237. I'll pay for lunch today, so guys, feel free to order anything you want. Dominic declared at the top of his lungs. Since you say this, Dom, I won't hold back. This hotel is so luxurious and expensive, I haven't even been anywhere like this in my life. Me, too. The only reason we can eat here today is because of Dominic. Otherwise, why would any average white, collar worker like us be able to enjoy such expensive food? That's right. We're so lucky to have a friend like Dominic. Praises and words of admiration rang out throughout the table. There's no need to thank me. I don't think paying for everyone's lunch is anything difficult at all, Dom said, puffing his chest out in pride. As he said this, he could not help glancing in Janice's direction, hoping that she would be impressed. As for Leon, he was nothing to be afraid of at all. However, to Dominic's disappointment, Janice did not even look in his direction. Instead, her attention was on Leon as she asked, smiling,
I haven't talked to you ever since you got married, Leon. How have you been?
I'm doing all right, Leon let out an awkward smile. He just got divorced and got kicked out of Marilyn's house not long ago, and he was not sure if that was considered doing all right. However, since he was finally free of suffering, he considered this a win.
What's your new number?
I'm hoping we can stay in touch in the future, Janice said, beaming. My number is, Leon quickly took out his phone to add Janice to his socials. When he saw this, the color drained from Dominic's face, and all ounce of triumph dissipated. However, he quickly regained his composure and laughed.
I wonder how you're doing too, Leon.
Where are you working currently?
Oh, I'm working as a presidential secretary at a cosmeceutical company, Leon answered.
Presidential secretary? That sounds like a prestigious job. Janice was surprised by this.
How is that prestigious?
Every company has a president or CEO, so of course, they'd need a secretary.
That's right. Secretary is such a fancy title for someone whose only job is to bring the CEO his coffee. The role of a secretary is usually a woman's job.
How can a man be someone's secretary?
How strange.
Everyone burst into laughter when they heard this, and the distaste in their eyes grew even more obvious. Dominic lifted his hand to stop everyone and feigned surprise.
Leon, from what I remember, you used to work at one of the Manson's companies, so what are you doing at a cosmeceutical company now?
Leon hesitated for a moment, then finally muttered, I recently got divorced from Marilyn. After all, there was no point hiding the truth any longer.
Divorced.
Everyone was shocked to hear this. Since they lost contact with Leon for many years, most of them did not know what happened.
Oh yeah, I think I might have heard of this a while ago.
I heard that you married into the Mansons and were treated like a slave.
How unfortunate.
Apparently, your ex-wife cheated on you and even got pregnant with the other man's child, then eventually kicked you out of the house.
How dare she?
What a shameless woman.
Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful.
Chapter 238. Dominic declared in feigned anger as though he was truly sticking up for Leon's sake, but in reality, he brought Leon's shame to light to make himself appear better. That was why he insisted on bringing Leon to the gathering so that he could humiliate Leon in front of everyone.
What?
His wife cheated on him and even got pregnant with the other man's child?
How embarrassing.
This is so funny.
Ha 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 dash everyone was shocked to hear this at first but soon erupted into laughter.
None of them ever was impressed with Leon in the first place, and now that this embarrassing tidbit came to light, they began to ridicule him even more and cast him looks of disgust. The only person who was not laughing at that moment was Janice, who pitied Leon greatly. She knew that they were deliberately making fun of him, and tried to console him,
Leon, please don't take them seriously.
Don't worry. I'm used to this already, Leon replied curtly. He was not an idiot, he knew that Dominic deliberately brought this up to humiliate him. However, he was now at a place in life where he would no longer be bothered or angered by things like this. These people were his old classmates, and just because Dominic was willing to make himself look better at someone else's expense did not mean he should do the same.
He was not the same kind of person as all his old college mates. "You're just as rational as I remember," a glimmer of admiration flashed through Janice's eyes. The reason she was willing to be friends with Leon in the past was that she admired him greatly, especially his patience and rationality. Even though Leon was an average student and did not have many talents in anything, she always looked up to him for his character. Dominic and the rest of the people who laughed were a little snubbed when Leon brushed them off. However, since they were classmates, they did not think it was appropriate to continue ridiculing him, and gradually the laughter began to taper off awkwardly. Ring-all of a sudden, Leon's phone rang. He snuck a glance at the screen and realized that it was Cynthia. Cynthia's chirrupy voice rang out from the other end of the line, "Leon, I've arrived at the Regency." "Where are you?" "Oh, I'm in a booth at the restaurant. Please hold on for a moment, I'll go find you right away," Leon explained before hanging up the phone. "I'm sorry, everyone, but unfortunately I have to meet someone else for lunch, so please excuse me," he announced, standing up in preparation to leave. The only reason he agreed to attend the gathering in the first place was to get Janice's number, and now that he achieved this, there was no point staying anymore. "Meet someone else for lunch? Who is it?" "Your girlfriend." Everyone was shocked to hear this. They overheard a woman's voice on the other end of the line and instinctively thought it was Leon's girlfriend. "How is that possible? You just got divorced not long ago, so how can you possibly find a new girlfriend so soon?" someone said, chuckling. Everyone nodded in agreement. They were all well aware of Leon's background, a broke orphan who recently got divorced. No woman in her right mind would date someone like this. "Leon, are you mad because we laughed at you just now?" "We were just joking, please don't take this to heart." Dominic quickly grabbed hold of Leon's arm. The reason he invited Leon here was to humiliate him in front of everyone, so of course, he could not let Leon leave so soon. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 239. "Hey, Dom's right. We were all just joking, so you shouldn't take this all to heart. Besides, we haven't seen each other in such a long time, so it would be such a shame to leave so soon," protests echoed around the room. Hearing this, Janice also began to think that Leon left out of anger, so she quickly added, "Leon, since you're already here, why not stay for lunch first? We haven't seen each other in 3 years, I want to catch up with you." Janice was very earnest. The only reason she agreed to come to the gathering was to try her luck at running into Leon, and now that he was here, she did not want him to leave so soon. "I'm sorry, Janice, but I have to run. Why don't we meet up in a few days, and we can catch up over a meal? I'll be the host." Before Leon could even finish his sentence, however, the door slid open, and Cynthia strode into the room. "Who are you?" Surprise and amazement crept into everyone's minds when they caught sight of the gorgeous woman who sauntered into the room. Cynthia Shear was renowned all over town for her beauty, and her grace and assertiveness made her so dazzling that one could almost be tricked into thinking she was a powerful Greek goddess. Even though Janice was also a pretty woman, she still faltered next to Cynthia, not to mention the other, less attractive women around the table. "How stunning," Some of the men's faces lit up as they could not help letting out sighs of amazement. They came across plenty of attractive women before, but Cynthia was arguably the most beautiful person they ever had the fortune to lay eyes on.
"Hey, gorgeous, what brings you here today?" one of them asked gallantly, wondering if Cynthia wandered into their booth by mistake. However, Cynthia ignored him outright and strode in Leon's direction as soon as she caught sight of him.
"Leon, didn't you invite me here for lunch? What are you doing here in someone else's room? How dare you treat me like this?" she exclaimed in annoyance.
I happened to run into some old college mates of mine, so I stopped by to say hi.
I didn't mean to waste your time like this, Cynthia," Leon let out an awkward smile. Everyone's jaws dropped at this. None of them ever imagined that Cynthia would be here for Leon. Everyone thought that Leon was simply using his meeting as an excuse to escape, but it turned out he told the truth. Could she be Leon's new girlfriend? How could this be? Everyone exchanged glances of sheer disbelief.
"Hey, Angel. My name's Dominic Sawyer. Do I have the honor of getting to know you?"
Dominic reached out in an attempt to shake Cynthia's hand. He, just like the rest, was by mistaken Cynthia to be Leon's new girlfriend. Even though he was unsure how Leon, a broke, parentless divorcee, managed to win Cynthia's heart, he was certain that he would be able to impress Cynthia, considering he was so much better than Leon in so many ways. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 240. As for wanting to impress Janice, no matter how he looked at him, Cynthia was far better than Janice in every aspect, and if he could win over Cynthia's heart, why would he settle for Janice?
"Who do you think you are? What makes you think I'd like to get to know you?"
Cynthia scoffed. She was a spoiled, arrogant woman who did not give people the time of day, so how could one expect her to entertain Dominic's request?
"You," Dominic froze when he heard this. He always regarded himself highly, so naturally, he would not take Cynthia's insult in stride.
"Who the hell do you think you are? You're just this good, for nothing Tyke's girlfriend, so how dare you act like such a princess?
Fuck off." Cynthia rolled her eyes and, without any warning, raised her arm and slapped Dominic across his cheek. Smack! The sound of skin on skin echoed around the room, and Dominic was so taken aback that he almost fell backward from the impact.
"You. How dare you slap me?" he shrieked in disbelief, holding his cheek.
"So what?" Cynthia snorted in disdain, staring at Dominic in her high and mighty manner. Rage surged through Dominic's entire body. Even though he was never an advocate of violence, especially not toward women, the idea of being humiliated in front of all his friends angered him so much that he, too, raised his arm to slap Cynthia in retaliation. Thud! Before he could even do so, however, Cynthia lifted her leg and kicked him squarely in his chest. Dominic's legs gave out beneath him, and the back of his head slammed against the wall behind him, drawing blood. Cynthia was not someone to be underestimated. She was already annoyed enough by Dominic's flightiness, and now that Dominic almost hit her, she did not even wait until he got up before slapping him across his face once more. Leon was appalled at this. He quickly stepped forward and stopped Cynthia before she could advance any further.
"That's enough,"
Cynthia. He's my old classmate, after all, and he didn't mean to disrespect you. Please don't hold him accountable for this. Dominic, however, did not appear to be grateful for Leon's help. Instead, when he reached out to wipe his forehead and found blood, he grew even more outraged. You assholes! How dare you gang up against me like this? Just you wait, my cousin's the manager of this hotel, and I promise that neither of you will get out of this place unscathed. Dominic, still thinking that Cynthia and Leon were an item, automatically assumed the two of them were in this together. Oh, is that so? Well, let me see what that cousin of yours can do. Cynthia's face was etched with malice, but because Leon was blocking her path, she did not try to attack Dominic any further. Just you wait. Dominic let out an eerie smile and dialed a number on his phone. Leon hesitated for a moment when he saw this. After his last encounter with Cynthia, he knew what a feisty and hot-headed person she was, and Dominic was the one who would suffer greatly if he crossed her. Because of this, he decided to step up and resolve this fight before it got uglier, but not only did Dominic fail to get the message, he even insisted on holding Leon responsible. Well, at least he tried. Leon, I think you guys should leave, Janice said uneasily. She was worried that things would take a turn for the worse the longer Leon and Cynthia stayed.